Mesillas Yesharim interpreted a pasuk in Yirmiyah to state that Ish Nicham Ara'asai, because the Kesus Shaitei Pamuchamo was so busy in life, running from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, ceaselessly, that there's no time to think. He says, if we would stop to think, he says, Vadai Shemiyaro Yimaschilu Ninochim Umasayim. If he would even have the chance to think a little bit, in that little bit of time would cause us to start to recalibrate. And how powerful that would be, he says, if we started the process, voice of charetes, a charoto, the regret, in other words, the realization that we have things to change, hoyleches and misgaberes b'hem, would gain such momentum within our personality, that it will lead a person fully to the derech hayosha. So, the Ramchal tells us a phenomenal thing here. You know, we understand in life that change is difficult. But the Ramchal tells us change is also in the realm of kolas cholos koshos. In life, to achieve anything that a person hasn't achieved until now, he has to create a structure which will give him momentum that will keep moving from one step to the next. If he loses momentum, then he doesn't get any place. Right? Like the guy that said, stopping smoking is easy. I've stopped 1,000 times already. And the Ramchal tells us it's true in Avodas Hashem that he said if we would begin the process, if we would just start to push the ball, it will gain momentum. But what obviously is necessary, the Varik Yeshiva had scores of yeshivas throughout Poland and Russia in the early part of the 20th century, scores. My brother-in-law Zayda, Rabbi Tzion Brook Zatzal himself, he started 22 yeshivas in Europe. He himself was involved in the start of 22 yeshivas. The Chofetz Chaim Zatzal said about the altar of the Vardik, Ha'akshon Yatzliach, someone that's persistent and determined and keeps pushing, succeeds. And he had a very radical shita in many ways, the altar of Novarik. But he was very, very determined. And he created scores of yeshivas. But persistence, that was the Yisayid, Chofetz Chaim said. And therefore he said, what the greatest challenge that we have in life is just to slow down a little. Just to slow down. Leave a half an hour where there's nothing to do. So that we could think a little bit. And he says, how significant this is, he says, we could learn from Chumash Shmos. It's a very interesting take. Paroi, after Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says that it's time to free the Jewish people, so his immediate response is Tichbar al Avoid al Anoshim. So normally you take it, the simple meaning reading of the pasuk is that this was a sadistic response. If they're going to ask for freedom, well, I'll show them who's boss. But the Ramchal says it was a lot more clever than just merely a sadistic response. Shoyim was kavench lo lahaniach lem ruach klal. Paro was concerned that this notion of liberation from Moshe Rabbeinu would take hold. And once a notion of liberation takes hold with millions of people, it's very hard to suppress them. In the entire world that we have today, there are only a few countries that are seriously successful at mass repression. A few in the whole world. The ones that are minor ones, but the ones that are in a major way. There's North Korea, there's Cuba, there's China. But most of the world doesn't succeed with it. So he was kavin shalom l'haniach lehem revach klal v'ilt ni yitnu levi yosimu eitz anegdo. He was afraid that they'd start to think of freedom. This would lead them to conspire against him. So his response was, Elohim ishtadil afriel emikolus boinus. They should have no time to think. And how would he accomplish that? B'koyach hasmodas avoida, with interminable work. Habultim afsekis. And that would keep them, they wouldn't start dreaming about being free. They'd be too overwhelmed. That's the challenge that we face in this world. The Yetzirah understands how to conduct this battle. We actually mullet b'meno. One can only escape him. And we'll come back to this next time. You need two things. And that I don't want to define tonight. We'll wait till next time. One needs great chokhmah and great vision. But this is the first step. And this is just the realization that we need to take a step back and think a little bit. Stop in our tracks and think. So this is the first yisoid, really, of the Mesilas Yisharim, that he tells us in how we have to approach the Yetzer Hara is to spend time thinking about what that which we do in life. And he's going to tell us, as the Sefer goes on, there are two types of ways that we have to think. We have to think as much as we can before we do things. And even after, more important than that, is we have to audit that which we've done after we've done it. Right? Every business makes a business plan. And then at the end of the season, whatever the fiscal year, the audit has come. And they say, well, what happened here? Did we succeed? We didn't succeed. Where did we succeed? Why did we succeed? Where did we fail? And from that, we'll draw up a new plan. We just can't keep going along. We're going to make a new plan for next year without any idea what happened in the year before. It'd be madness if somebody ran a business like that. And we don't. So the Mesilas Yisharim is going to call upon us to run our personal business with the same type of meticulousness. Back to our
Shabbos.